USA News, I'm Lance Pry. Representative Scott Perry, the Republican from Pennsylvania on Newsmax overnight, calls out the Biden White House for name-calling of extreme MAGA members to the House Oversight Committee.
Defending the American people from record-high inflation, defending the American people from a southern border where the cartels are running it. If President Biden thinks that's extreme, then you can tell it just illustrates how tone-deaf he is to what the American people endure under his leadership every single day.
Thursday's big announcement by New Zealand Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern, who altered the face of global politics when she was elected the world's youngest female head of state, holding back tears as she made her declaration to resign next month and said she has nothing left in the tank and it was time to step aside after a challenging 5.5 years in office. Ukraine pleaded on Thursday for the West to finally send it heavy tanks as defense leaders of the United States and Germany headed for a showdown over the weapons that Kyiv says could decide the fate of the Russian invasion. U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin is in Germany today to meet with Germany's new defense minister hours after he was sworn into office. Your money for the government to use to operate continues to be a bipartisan quagmire in Washington.
House Speaker Kevin McCarthy argued yesterday he won't accept an increase in the $31.4 trillion debt limit without some conditions.
We're 6 months away. Why wouldn't we sit down now?
But the Biden administration says Republicans will play chicken to slash social programs.
To cut Social Security, to cut Medicare, and to cut Medicaid.
That's Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre yesterday. The official deadline for federal funding ends tomorrow. But Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen says the government will employ extraordinary measures until those run out sometime in June. In Washington, I'm Jared Rizzi.
This is USA News.
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for health care. And here's why. Not only is it open enrollment for a lot of people, it's also a time you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. And it's true, the typical family switching to MediShare saves $500 or more a month, which is obviously huge for a lot of people. But what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate compared to health insurance. Double. There are 400,000 members. They've shared over $4 billion in medical bills, and it really is a great community, too. People encourage and pray for each other. And here's the thing. If you join MediShare Complete right now, they'll waive your new member fees, and you'll save an additional 10% off all of 2023. That's right. No fee to join. 10% off every month of next year, but it's a very limited time offer. You have to sign up before January 15th. Great savings, great health care. Find out more. Call now. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Working 9 to 5. What a way to make a living, barely getting by.
The Grand Ole Opry in Tennessee is celebrating Dolly Parton's birthday. The singer-entrepreneur turned 77 today. A 77-hour celebration includes special Dolly Parton cupcakes and a giant birthday card for guests to sign. Opry officials say Parton cannot make the celebration in person because she's busy working on a feature film. Collier Gwynn, the art gallery owner who sprayed down a homeless person with a water hose earlier this month, was arrested Wednesday after San Francisco, California District Attorney Brooks Jenkins issued a battery arrest warrant. More than 10,000 police officers will be deployed in France on Thursday to ensure security during demonstrations against pension reforms. The pension reform project, which includes an increase to the retirement age from 62 to 64, will take place in 2030 if passed. Immediately triggered outrage from workers and unions when the government announced preparations last year. The reform is set to be presented on January 23rd to the Council of Ministers. A new record has been broken in the search for radio signals in deep space. Scientists using the giant radio telescope in India detected a radio signal emitted by hydrogen atoms. The hydrogen is believed to be 8.8 billion years old and is the furthest radio signal of this type detected by scientists here on Earth. Lance Pry, USA News.
Mr. Clean. I hate the struggle of tough, greasy messes on my stovetop. So I just freak, wipe, and I'm done.
When I'm frustrated with stubborn bathtub soap scum, I just freak, wipe, and I'm done.
Mr. Clean Clean Freak delivers an innovative cleaning experience with a powerful deep cleaning mist that starts working on contact to break down tough messes in seconds.
Just freak,
wipe,